This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Bob is not there. Well, we'll say hey, good morning to Jimmy Carter.
And we'll say good morning to Jimmy Carter, brought to you by our... Hello,
we're there.
Am I going again?
Go ahead.
Check.
You're good, Bob. Go ahead, man.
Can't hear me? Okay. Jimmy Carter, brought to you by our good friend Jim Swartner, I think was where I was headed. Jim Swartner, Swartner Farm and Ranch. Happy Monday, Jimmy.
Happy President's Day holiday for some. No stock market today. No post office today. Some people are off. Some people are on. I know the San Antonio Rodeo had Zach Topp last night, I think. And I know he played with Alan Jackson in Fort Worth on one other night of the weekend. And he played Jackson, Mississippi. And he didn't like the way his voice sounded because he felt a little sick. So he made them refund all the money.
My favorite part about that, Jimmy, you said it. He played the whole show.
Yeah, and he wanted the money refunded because he didn't think it was fair for them to listen to him croak through the song. So.
Yeah.
Pretty cool. I mean, this guy, he is definitely, he and Kojo are now, I think Zach Topp's pretty much borderline A-list, but he will be by the end of the year when he plays some bigger places. And this Dierks Bentley show is really going to help Dierks Bentley because they announced it in Biloxi, Mississippi today, and I guess he announced the Austin show, and there's a couple of others around. And Dierks Bentley needed a boost, and boy, the fact that he got Zach Topp to go out with him is a very big deal. Big deal. The federal firings are in a big deal. And for people who are the Trump supporters, hope this does not come back and backfire. They're firing these probationary employees because they can. If apparently when you work for the government, you get 1 year before you kick into civil service. And so they're whacking anybody who was a probationary employee. It's apparently just the fact that you were a probationary employee, you got canned. And some of these people were doing some pretty important work. So you don't know right now. You just have to have, if you're on right side, you have to have faith that they're doing the right thing. And if you're on the other side, you may have found an issue. The federal firings, though, it sounds like, you know, some people would certainly, Republican people would say, okay, we need fewer people working in government, but you need the right fewer people. You don't need the wrong fewer people. And it looks like they're, doing this with a machete as opposed to an X-Acto knife. So we'll see if that all works out for them. There will be some Ukraine talks again this week. Europe's getting all in a tizzy because they're not being included in the talks right now. It's just Russia, Ukraine, and it looks like the United States and Russia, who knows how this is going to go out. This is going to be a heck of a weather week. You guys are included in this. It's another one of these polar vortex things. It was real rough. I don't think you got the bad weather over the weekend, but they did in a lot of parts of the country. 10 people are dead. Thousands are without power. And Kentucky got hit the hardest. northwestern Tennessee. There were some tornadoes in North Alabama that did damage, but I don't think they killed anybody. 10 million people under winter storm warnings in New York and New England ahead of this new Arctic blast that's going to take temperatures from Atlanta to Austin down into the teens, and who knows how low it can go. I'm not ready for all that. I got kind of used to the BlackBerry winter we were having where you almost had to have your short-sleeve shirts out. But that is going to be different this week. The bird flu. Well, you know, they're still saying it's not an issue for humans, although the price of eggs are getting near $10 in some parts of the country. There is a vaccine that is being created, but they haven't felt the need to give it to anybody yet. It's also the strategy is being lifted a little bit. They're just keeping an eye on the birds right now. Over the last 30 days, at least 145 flocks have been confirmed to have avian flu. That affects more than 20 million birds. More than 150 million birds have been affected since the outbreak in 2022. So it's definitely a serious thing for chicken people. Saturday Night Live. If you are a fan of that show, this has been a great weekend for you. Started on Friday night with the homecoming concert that was only seen on Peacock. They did not put it on NBC, which they could have done, but they didn't want to because they're trying to drive audiences to the streaming services where all these networks, they want to get away from their local television stations and go direct to consumer. And they're doing it real quick. I don't know how quick is quick, but they're trying as hard as they can to get away from that local TV station thing. And not sure what the local stations are going to do when the networks are pretty much all streamers, but stay tuned. Saturday Night Live last night, I had to go to bed, but I think it went on way past 10 o'clock when Paul McCartney ended things. But like any other Saturday Night Live, it was unevenly funny. At times, I laughed out loud, and I'm not a real good laugh-out-loud person. But I did a few times during the monologue with Steve Martin and a few other times during the show. They had some shocking stuff on there. It was great to see some of the older Saturday Night Live stars. There were some really old people there. Eddie Murphy, 63, he's not old, but he was pretty vigorous in this show. He was on one of the segments called Black Jeopardy, and you could see him on a couple other things. We saw Will Ferrell a lot. He was in many of the skits. Molly Shannon was, too. I mean, all the ones that you would think about were there. I did not see, there were three of them that were definitely missing, people who I know are alive, and for some reason they weren't there. Dennis Miller, who is 71 years old, I haven't seen him since O'Reilly pretty much left Fox and went off on his own. I don't know where Dennis Miller is, but he wasn't there. I didn't see Dana Carvey, who was most famously the church lady. Not sure, you know, if he's not getting along with people or he's sick or whatever.
Isn't that special? The biggest,
do what?
I said, in that special. That was his catch line.
Yeah, Dana,
the biggest
Jimmy
one out
okay
there was Dan Aykroyd, though. I don't know what that was all about. He is kind of the dean of Saturday Night Live people. He's only 72. Dan was always a little odd, but don't know what that was about. He had some other old people that were there contributing. Paul Simon is 83. He kicked off the show with Homeward Bound, singing with Sabrina Carpenter. That was good. Keith Richards got a sentence or two, said he was there looking for a scarf he left back in the 70s, and then one of the other guys had the punchline for that. Paul McCartney's 82, and then I think the oldest one there that contributed, and we have not seen this guy in a long, long time in public, Jack Nicholson. He's 87, and he had a line that he delivered. So that was kind of cool. And then politics, twice that I can think of overtly, you know, Saturday Night Live claims that they're kind of not for one side or the other, that they skewer both sides, and they have certainly done that a lot over the years. But some of their people, like they did as part of Black Jeopardy, Tom Hanks came in and played the Doug character, and he wore a MAGA hat, and, you know, had a couple of things to say, and people have picked up on that and screaming about it this morning. And then Robert De Niro, who is extremely political, he said, "I just came here to get a break from this world right now, which is like living in a full diaper." And that's quite a line. And that was his big line. But overall, it was a cool red carpet. Never seen so many stars at something. And they did a good job. I imagine the ratings held up, too. The Daytona 500 was unexpectedly the competition during the first part of their show. For whatever rating it gets, it was rain delayed in the afternoon. William Byron was the winner. They go to Atlanta this week.
Yeah, I was trying to figure. I didn't watch any of the NASCAR event, so I couldn't tell you who won. Did you watch any of that, Jimmy?
Yeah, I mean, Air Force One. You know, the Captain America dude, Anthony Mackie, got to say something, and he did a little thing, and then "Gentlemen, Start Your Engines." I think Trump did that. Maybe I get confused on who did what, but the Thunderbirds were there for part of it. They didn't time it right. Somebody didn't time it so the Thunderbirds could come over right at the right time, but that the president might have messed up some of their timing. But it was, you know, it was racing going around in circles. There were some wrecks that were unbelievable. One near the end with one car that flew up in the air and flipped over, and I mean, it looked like, and the guy walks away. That's the most amazing part of these races. They build these cars so safely. And there was certainly a need to do that on Sunday night. Atlanta 500 is next. This, you know, they start their year. NASCAR is weird. It starts out with its Super Bowl.
No, it's crazy.
And then it goes down from there. And they do have a championship that's at the very end, but the championship doesn't have the status of this one race there in Daytona. So, man, when you have the Thunderbirds and the president and live network television there all the same day, you've got a pretty big sporting event. But Saturday Night Live, definitely over the years, you know, it's been funny. Sometimes it's not, and even last night it's uneven. You know, that's you got one or two things that make you laugh. Steve Martin was pretty funny on the monologue, but Steve Martin often is funny.
Yeah, the fact that when he did the Gulf of Steve,
The Gulf of Steve Martin. He said he'd been vacationing on the Gulf of Steve Martin.
That's funny, yeah.
That was kind of an unexpected laugh-out-loud thing. Let's see what else is here. Yeah, I didn't go see Captain America. It got a B- on CinemaScore, and that's not great. But then it had another survey on Rotten Tomatoes where it got 79% and a strong exit poll on Post-Track. Some people will be going to the movies today. Captain America is there now. There's a movie that was released on Friday. It went straight to Peacock, Bridget Jones. It's a regular theatrical film doing business and making money in England and Australia. But in the United States, they sent it right to Peacock. And then Billy Joel was announcing stadium shows over the weekend. I don't see any Texas, but there is a New Orleans that's coming. With Stevie Nicks, that'll be in October. He's doing a bunch of New York shows in the summer, one at Citi Field, Queens, one at Yankee Stadium, and one in East Rutherford, New Jersey. That's July 21, July 18, August the 8th. If you've never seen Billy Joel in concert, it will be one of the best shows you've ever seen.
He's on my bucket list to go see. I've always wanted to go.
He is so creative. His band is great. You know, he'll ad-lib some stuff, and he's really good.
You know, I have a question for you, Jimmy. You may know the answer to this. Cody Johnson played two sold-out shows at Bridgestone Arena in Nashville over the weekend, and his special guest, Marcus, the great guitar player, showed up on one night. Luke Combs showed up and did one song. Carrie Underwood showed up and did one song. I know a lot of times when artists do shows like around here, and someone shows up, they do it out of the kindness of their heart. And it's probably, they probably don't make any money. They just show up, and it's just, when they do something like that, do they get paid a bunch of money? Those special.
I don't think they get paid. No,
really?
I think they do it as a kind of a, because you'll do it for me kind of thing. And, you know, Carrie's got it. That's a duet that she has with Kojo.
Sure.
You know, and so she.
It's a top 10 hit right now. I just wondered if they have to, if the artists are, you got to pay, you know, $15,000-$20,000 for Carrie to show up and sing one song.
Not to my knowledge, they get paid anything.
Wow, okay.
They just come and do it because they're in town in Nashville. They just come and do it. And Keith Urban does that a lot for people. Most of them do it. It's just kind of a thing that they do. And they show up, you know, and then they come up and do their thing and leave.
That was a highlight. I mean, it was all over social media. Carrie coming up and singing, and Long Neck, Cold Beer, Never Broke My Heart, you know, singing with Kojo and people screaming in Bridgestone was a pretty big highlight weekend.
You almost expect it sometimes with people, then almost when they don't, it seems kind of weird. Because why? Well, you know, they're doing that song together. Why aren't they there?
Yeah.
So I don't know. One thing, getting people to scream. I don't watch this series. Do you watch White Lotus?
I don't know. I haven't seen it yet. White Lotus? No, I'm not.
It's on one of the cable, you know, Showtime, HBO, one of them. And they had the new season kicked off. And it doesn't mean anything to me, but I'll read you the headline. White Lotus fans grossed out by Patrick Schwarzenegger's full frontal scene amid creepy incest storyline. So for those of you that watch White Lotus, that's in your future. Back in a second after this word from Jim Schwertner. The future.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
And as we return to Jimmy Carter and his review also of the Saturday Night Live special, though there were 180 of the original cast members that were there last night, mm-hmm. I looked it up. The one I couldn't remember earlier, by the way, the blonde, Victoria Jackson. But you mentioned some of these, Dan Aykroyd, Bill Hader, Dana Carvey, Colin Quinn, and Dennis Miller, notably, for whatever reason, not a part of the whole thing last night. Now back to page two with Jimmy.
Victoria Jackson, I was wondering if she was still alive. It seemed like I remember she lived.
They showed her several times.
Lived in Middle Tennessee.
Yeah, she was born and raised in Miami, went to the same high school as my dad, but not at the same time. But she sort of disappeared a few years ago. But
yeah, she did. And, I remember seeing her name occasionally. Somebody was friends with her that, I don't know if it was somebody I knew, seemed like they were friends with her, and that was last we heard. Yeah, the Dennis Miller thing is odd, and so is Dan Aykroyd. I'm surprised someone hadn't done a follow-up just to explain where they were. Same with Dana Carvey. You know, see if that was, they're just not, they don't get along with, you know, with the regime that, you know, with Lorne Michaels.
Based on what I'm reading, there isn't any real backstory on most of them, though there probably is on Bill Hader. Bill Hader said, his people said he had a long-standing conflict, but it's clear he didn't have any kind of conflict. Sure. And there's bad blood apparently between he and Lauren Michaels. But on Dana Carvey, Dana's returned to the show quite often, including, I think, just towards the end of last season, early this season. He returned as a character. Joe Biden did a great job and everything seemed fine. So who knows?
Victoria Jackson is 65 years old, birthplace Miami. So she's still alive and didn't really give much more information about. She was the cast member from 86 to 92.
That's a long time, yeah.
Yeah. There's a movie coming that could be good called The Friend, Bill Murray and Naomi Watts. It is about a guy who dies and bequeaths a 150-pound Great Dane to his closest friend. And so the Great Dane is living with her in her little apartment there in New York and all the chaos that that can cause and bonding with the animal and trying to get her life under control, except those dog movies always got me because I'm a dog guy. My youngest daughter has a Great Dane. That is the biggest dog I've ever seen. If I stood on all fours, I'm not much bigger than he is. I mean, Millie, it's actually a she. And when that dog barks, when you're coming in, it's impressive. It's got a big bark, but it's sweet. I mean, Millie jumped into bed with her last night, I understand, because of the storms and other things that were going on. So
hey, Jimmy,
you ever had a Great Dane, you know what I'm talking about. I don't see anybody can afford to feed him.
I got a dog movie I got to recommend to you, and I feel compelled to do this. Because I mentioned it Friday, I've obviously got more time in front of a television than usually. And so I chose a Netflix movie because it's a true story. I always like the true story things, or as they say, based on a true story. And the name of the movie is, if I recall correctly, is Emily Levy.
Huh.
And it's about a woman who joins the Marines and ends up having a bomb-sniffing dog and does a whole bunch of tours in Iraq and Afghanistan. And it's just an incredibly good movie. It never gets slow. You think you know what's coming. And Eric says, okay, because I talked about it Friday. He says, you know, spoiler alert, does a dog die? Well, I said, of course, you know, dogs live an average of 10 years, and this was back during, you know, I mean, when she met the dog and took it into service, I think, you know, the dog was already 6-7 years old. So eventually, due to natural causes, Rex, I think was the dog's name, I can't remember, passes away. But man, I got 3 texts over the weekend. Linda got 1, I got 2, that said, tell Bob I took time to watch that movie, and he's right. It's incredible. So I'm not the only one. But you mentioned how great dog movies are or can be. This one is. It's more than just about a service dog. And it's, you know, it's a woman that joined the Marines to get away from a life at home that, you know, looked kind of J.D. Vance-ish, if that makes sense. Yeah. And,
I'm trying. Well, here's the name of the movie. What'd you think it was?
I don't know. Emily Levitt?
Megan Levy.
Well, close. It's a Jewish name.
Boy, you'd never find Levy. That otherwise. I had to put in there Emily Movie Marine Service Dog.
Oh,
and
man.
Megan Levy.
Sorry.
That's Universal Pictures.
Well,
okay.
Yeah, it helps to recommend the right movie. So what's it called again? Emily?
It was close enough to me to get the, you can get the Google to help me. So that was
Emily
it.
Levitt?
True life story 4 years ago. Marine combat dog. Yeah, all those, they make me cry, all these dog movies. They always have upset me.
But
there have been so many over the years that have been great ones.
This is a good upset.
That's why the first question I said was, does the dog die?
Well, you know, eventually natural causes. Yeah.
Okay.
But yeah.
Eventually.
I mean, dogs only live an average of 10 years. That's
sober. That's true. I mean, I've got one right now that's older than that. It just, you know, scary. And then I've got my dog Brownie that was used to be interrupting the show 10 years ago.
Ah, Miss Brownie.
She's 14 now or something. Still ornery, living on a farm in Tupelo, Mississippi.
You're obviously not feeding that dog old Roy. It's living.
No. Well, we are feeding old Roy to this one. That's what she eats along with some other dry thing every night. But that's Loretta, the shepherd. She's still hanging in there. All right, well, that's all I'm done on this President's Day. It is a holiday. No stock market today, nothing going on. It's kind of a quasi-holiday because some people are working and some people aren't. Can't kind of tell the difference. But the weather's coming, so get ready.
Indeed, it's coming. And, you know, it's 28 in Austin right now, this morning. But that's strangely relatively warm, as Jimmy said earlier, with the temperatures coming by Wednesday night in the teens, probably for a couple of nights. They're guaranteeing us this is going to be the coldest weather of the year, certainly so far. Ooh. But there's something coming towards the weekend that may rival all this. So lots of reasons to stay tuned. And lots of reasons also to thank our good folks and the friends over at Swartner Farm.
Thank you, Jimmy.
For bringing us Jimmy Carter. Take care. Jimmy Carter back tomorrow morning, same time, same station. The station, 95.9, Austin's Texas Country.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.